You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We are here. We're checking in. We're not totally MIA. It's your girl, Anna Roisman, and I'm here with the lovely Andrea Lopez.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good.
We're checking in. Much needed.
Much needed check-in. I know you guys are like, what happened to your podcast? Where are you? I got to be honest. You know, at the end of the year, we had to make some evaluations. And you guys are the consistent ones. If you're listening to this, you're fucking loyal as hell. And I love you, right? You're there for us. You love us. You know us outside of wigs, in wigs, whatever. But, you know, online, to grow the brand, to grow the biz, it seems like our videos do a lot better than our actual full episodes of podcasts. So in terms of like spending our time and, you know, and money, we're like, all right, well, let's keep growing it with the content, which means a little less podcasting for now. For now.
Exactly. Again, that could always be shifting. I think in the new year, we're always looking for what's the best use of our time. And right now we've been looking at our videos and we've always said this, but we are sitting on so much content and the Chris and Cord of it all, it just does. It's so fun for us to do. It's so fun for us to edit. So I think we're focusing on all of the content and putting more stuff out for you guys.
Putting out more content. And I want you guys to know, we're still trying to get on a network. We're still trying to be like a legit podcast.
That's also in the background that you're not seeing. Exactly.
No, I know. Like, we've never sat in a Zoom or in a meeting with Dear Media yet to be like, hi, we are your new favorite people. But
right.
You know what I mean? So that's coming. I think 2026 is a big year of change. Andrea, you know, I've been manifesting hard.
Anna, you'd be so proud of me this year. I did a vision.
She finally caved.
I did a vision board.
You know what? I'm annoyed you did a vision board because you've made fun of me for years now. Your vision board is skiing down a mountain. Okay, Gwyneth.
It's a lot of outdoor things and then flowers and then only a couple of words like balance and grow.
Buzz.
Ambitious.
Let's get buzzed and go down a fucking ski mountain.
Yeah.
That's 2026, baby.
2026. And then I think I have the word create and dream it. I want to do more creation. I feel like we are creators and that, and I'm inspired.
Yeah. I did it. You ready for this? I did a digital visual board.
I thought you were about to say something else. A digital.
Listen,
if
AI is taking over, I went digital this year. Okay. And I went hard.
How did you do this?
I did it online. I did it like I made a collage.
Like on Canva?
I went hard on Canva. I made my vision board. I did this last year as well.
Yeah.
So I got into it. I love it. It's fun. Do I look at it as much? No, because it's not right in front of me. But
you could print it out.
You know, sure. Yeah, I could. But I've been manifesting hard. I want to just say, I don't know when this episode's coming out in the next few days. But today is January 27th. And, you know, my entire algorithm are people who tell me that they are manifesting coaches and they can see the future and predict the future. Today's a big day. Today, Neptune is in Aries, okay?
Yeah, when you try to visualize this, because I get these people too, especially for Leos, because they've said that we've just been shit on for years and years and years. And I'm like, oh, good. So this is our year. But when they say Neptune is in, what are they saying?
What kind of energy is being put out into the universe? So like when Neptune is in Aries, at least for Gemini, it's a good year. It's a good one for me. I know that because I get targeted like the Gemini ads.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
Neptune in Aries, I think, is like things are going to start to align now, but it's not like today. So apparently today through February 17th is like a very like high energy portal. OK, for manifesting, for getting your shit together, for kind of I think it's like because it's also with the Chinese New Year. You know how like we had the year of the snake and now we have the year of the horse. Like
the horse.
This is the big transition time
with the horse.
Is the big transition time. So like you kind of have to forget the past, not forget, but like shed the past right now and just kind of focus on like the present. You can't control the future. Like you have to align yourself. I also sound like I'm bullshitting you, but I've seen so many fucking videos that are like Neptune is in Aries. Now is the time to fucking get it straight.
No, this is what I've been hearing. I've just been hearing a lot of shedding and I like that so much because you guys know 2025 was a big year of shedding for me. It was a lot of like leaving old things behind. Men specifically.
Anna Roisman in Brooklyn. What the fuck, Dre? Come back.
I want to.
I know. I literally, you guys, before we started recording, I'm like, do you have like friends there? Like, are you going to just like, can you come back yet?
Are you okay like, there?
I'm like, remember when we'd like really go and like go to a restaurant? Like, let's go.
Those times were really, really fun. Believe me, I miss it. And then we've been trying to get together for the past like 3 weeks. And now every single time there's been something that pops up. And now it's just like 2 degrees outside. So I'm not necessarily crossing
state lines. I'm going to call your bullshit on that because I'm like, you know what? Crossing state lines when it's cold. Like, I was like, literally, I was like, that is such an LA excuse. Like, it's raining. Can we reschedule? It's cold. Can we reschedule? And I went to the city just to go to SoulCycle, just to fucking bop around a little bit. It was fine.
You are so conveniently located, I got to say. Where you live, it's amazing. You're like a block from the metro or the train.
I am. I love how you called it the metro.
I know, like, it's so DC of me.
Has she been out of the city this long? She's like 6 months. I don't even call it the fucking subway anymore.
I've gone back to my DC ways. The metro.
I was like, the T, like in Boston. The T. Shout out to all of our Boston listeners, my Boston people.
Honestly, good for you guys, but I wasn't rooting for you.
Sorry. Eagles are out, I go to my team two. Team two, Patriots, because I went to school there. And I, you know, I used to give Bob Kraft his steak every week. Literally, Bob Kraft would come in. That little rich little nugget man. He is,
God.
He never learned my name, but that's okay. You know,
it's okay
because I knew Bob Kraft.
Yeah. But you do. So you got.
When I'm
your
that
team.
Fucking powerful, and I go to the same restaurant like often, and I see the same faces when I walk in, I'm going to learn their names. Mark my words. I will never be the millionaire, you know, person who comes in and is like, "Hi again." You know,
I don't know you.
I'm gonna fucking learn their names, and give them money every time.
Yes. Yeah. I've recently been giving a lot of money out.
Have you?
I have.
Okay, money bags?
No, I don't mean to. It's just I see somebody and I go, I have 20 in my bag for the first time ever. Like, let me give. Some woman asked me for gas the other day. Like, she pulled up to my car as I was getting gas out and she.
Because she saw you handing out cash to the bus stop kids.
Exactly. She's like, I'm so sorry. I can't get home to New York. I have two kids. I have no money for gas. I was like, okay.
Wait, wow.
And I gave 20. All I had was $20. I gave it to the attendant and I said, can you fill up her tank? As much as 20 will give you.
That's
you know?
Very nice. Maybe you'll get good karma.
Well, you know, where is it? I don't know. But I did it out of like, if I have money, I will do that. But yeah, I'm with you on the always knowing people's name stuff. I don't know why I went on that tangent, but.
It's really okay. I'm just going to check my mail. Hope that Dre sends me some fucking cash this week, knowing she's like handing it out.
No, yeah. If you ask me. Apparently.
How are you feeling about this new year? I haven't seen you in January. I haven't seen you in person. How are you feeling?
The first week really wasn't good. I was in a sad mood. Honestly, it was my time of the month and I just wasn't. I was like, can we do a redo? It's like the 1st to the 7th were just not really my month. I was feeling sad. I was crying every day. I was like,
I know you said you were sad. And that's unlike her. She doesn't show me her emotional.
Yes, I do.
Not much.
I'm typically
when I'm
a
in a bad
person.
Mood, you know.
That's true.
When I'm in a good mood, you know. I just like wear it.
That's true. If I'll try to suppress it because I'm thinking like, okay, it could be worse. I'm not in the worst of moods. But no, last week the first week I couldn't hide it. Now I'm in a much better place. Although the world is crumbling around us, I am just appreciating. I'm doing better in terms of waking up with purpose.
Don't you think when you see what's happening in like fucking Minnesota and like other places? Someone told me today that ICE is now banging on doors in New York saying they're Con Ed. And like that would be maybe a normal knock because it's fucking negative degrees out. So like people's power might not be working properly or whatever. And they're knocking on doors saying they're Con Ed. That's so wrong. But
that's beyond wrong.
Aside from that, I was saying like it's really, you know. I don't know if you get like this, but you can kind of put everything that was bothering you, all the little things that were bothering you when you see all these fucking videos and what's happening in these other cities and you're like, oh, shit, like I have it pretty good. Like, I'm so grateful I'm not experiencing that today. Like, I hate it. I hate, you know, it puts everything in perspective, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You know, like, exactly. we're all getting by. We're all doing OK. We can. And, you know, if we're inspired, we can help others who need it. Mm-hmm. But oh, it's hard.
It's really, really hard at this point. I mean, you ask everybody and they're like, how am I doing? I mean, I'm getting through day by day.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just have to take it for what it is, which is we're in a volatile state right now, whether you live in America or you live in another part of the world. It's
yeah. And you know what we were talking, you like brought up before, like being online, having like a presence or a platform, yeah, or like being a content person online or a celebrity, mm-hmm, online, like about using your platform to like speak out. And
this is such an important topic.
Such an important topic, because I think it is. If you have more eyeballs on your social media, if you have 10,000 followers, but your neighbor has 2,000 followers, mm-hmm, that's 8,000 more. Look at me doing fucking basic math. 8,000 more eyes that
numbers
could potentially, yeah, see your page. So I think if you feel passionate about it and you feel bad and you want people to be aware, like, you know, I should go post that thing that I saw today. Like, what do you mean someone's fucking knocking down doors saying they're con ed? If I could help a New Yorker who's right, follows me, like, I'm happy to. I was saying to you, I think it's a balance. I think it's like, also, what do I do on social media? I like to be silly. I post myself, you know, like my day-to-day life all over my fucking story. And I also like post funny videos. And I, mm-hmm, think those are important too. I don't think you need to abandon one to do the other. I think it can be a balance.
I completely agree. What I don't appreciate is the people that now go on our pages and message us and like shame us for not. They're like, oh, I didn't see you repost this Minnesota charity that you should be donating to. You can't. Let them just do what they want to do. And if somebody posts something, and then you can react to it. But I, you know, when you receive these messages from people that you don't even know, and they're just like shaming you for these certain things that you haven't even discussed, it's kind of crazy. You feel targeted. You're like, this is not helping. Like, use
no,
this
there's
energy
a proper way to
something else.
There's a way to do it too. Like if I said, hey, if I DM'd you and I said, hey, I, you know, I've been donating to this organization in Minnesota. I think they're doing really good things. Like,
perfect.
I know you have a big platform. Do you mind sharing this? You'd perfect be like, thank you so
absolutely
much for bringing my attention. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But when they're like, how dare you be silent on this subject? It's like, no. Someone said it the other day. I shared an old Steve video, right? Mm-hmm. My Miranda video. Those videos are literally 12 to 15 seconds of me saying Miranda. It's the one note joke that never ends. It's the silliest fucking thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I posted it because I'm like, sometimes it's a funny break in people's days. And before that, you know, I had shared a bunch of stuff that I had seen with ICE and what's happening in Minnesota. Of course I'm against this. I don't want people to be fucking like taken out of their cars or like off the streets. Like, absolutely not. And someone like messaged me and they were like, wow, not even a word about it. Just your stupid video. And I was like, I don't even write back to these people because... Dre, you also have to, if someone's scolding you for not posting enough, like, wouldn't you want to just be like, dude, turn on fucking CNN. I'm not, you come to me for the news? Do you see the shit I post?
Alarming. That's what I always say. I said, I understand I could use my platform for whatever is necessary. Like you said, you have more eyes on our stuff than just, a, you know, somebody who doesn't use social media like we do. But yeah, it's like, don't be coming to me.
I know.
I wear a wig. And I do Teresa and I say, Louie, what are we doing? Okay.
Literally.
So, yeah, turn on CNN, get informed, go to your websites, look on. And the people that use social media for news, you also know that that's a dangerous slope because you don't know what's
being
censored,
yeah,
what's not. The news is censored.
That's
so.
The other thing. If I share something that I see that's newsworthy and then someone comments and they're like, that's fake. That's AI. I'm like, oh, it's AI that they're fucking shooting this guy who is a fucking nurse. No, that's not AI. Like, calm the fuck down. It's like infuriating. And it's like, I don't have time to fight with this person. Like, come on, you know?
And people do try to start fights. And you got to take the higher road. You just got to be like, oh, I would respond to you, but I'm not going to
because
it's a waste of our time.
It's like dividing people even more.
Right,
it's like now
right.
You can just kind of like, you know, rely and be like, no, I think it's AI. If you don't believe
yeah.
something or like it didn't work out the way you wanted it to, you're like, no, it's
yeah.
definitely AI.
The other thing I struggle with is I see a lot of creators that make videos and they'll like make a statement. Like, I do not stand with ICE. It's so who would I be to just be another creator? Like, I'll repost stories all day long, especially of creators that have made like a great point about something. I don't have a different view from them. I agree with them.
Yeah.
So I always think like, how am I going to make like a static post or a reel about me saying that I'm against ICE? I don't think that's useful. I think people are just going to waste time watching my video of me saying that I'm against them. So I feel the only thing I can do is just provide information, and infographics seem not as important to me, but that's how I'm sharing. I'm just,
you know,
like,
what's a fun trend that I've seen today, actually?
What?
And maybe you've seen it too. I've seen a bunch of like creators or podcasts or whatever be like, tease it, you know, and so it's a carousel, right? And the first picture is like them being really hot, being like, here's how I can get, or yes, here's my strategy on growing my social media, like get 50,000 followers by the end of today, swipe. Mm-hmm. And then you swipe and it's like, abolish ICE. Here's what you fucking do. Call your senator, call this person, you know, like, and it's, mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's smart, because, and they have a lot of hits, you know, like,
yeah.
Or they'll be like, here's today's manifesting portal, like, learn how to manifest all the money in the world today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you swipe and then you get duped, but I think for good reason. I was like, oh, I like this. This is kind of a fun trend. I don't know if I'm going to hop on it or not, but I was like, I get it. I'm with it because
getting the attention.
Instagram is pushing out like static posts more. Mm-hmm. So that's smart. So then you like fucking trick the system, right?
Right. There's many ways of like getting people's attention, which I think is all great. And then I have some people that are like, oh, I'm just getting off of social media completely because it's too dark for me. And I'm like, you know what? If you need to do that, that's warranted as well. People that have kids and they're like, I can't do this and this. I can't be a mom and like also see all this dark stuff. It's like that makes sense too.
It's so true. I think about that. I'm like, remember like when we grew up, like
yeah.
my mom still is pretty, I mean, she goes on Instagram all day long, I'm sure. But like, you know, parents, like they had to take care of their kids. They had to work jobs and they would watch like the 6 o'clock news, right? Or like the 10 o'clock news, whatever it was at night, like the national news and the local news at 6, the national news at 7, whatever the fuck it was. I think it still happens. The news still happens. But
the news is still happening.
It's crazy that like, you know, obviously like we are different, but like people have to like have a job, run a family, and they're probably on social media all day long. And it does affect you, you know, like mm-hmm. Jared and I had a huge fight, not yesterday, 2 days ago. He was on social, like he doesn't sit on Instagram like I do, but it was the snow day, right? It was Sunday or whatever, and it was snowing. And he like literally, he was in such a bad mood that like whatever I said, he was so short with me and everything. And I'm like, you are just watching these horror videos out of Minnesota and all these people crying and all the it's his whole algorithm. He's really passionate about it. And I, you know, and I was like, you can't take that into our relationship right now. I'm literally what do you want for dinner? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like giving me attitude. And I'm like, I'm trying to fucking help. Like, so it's affecting everyone, I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
it's hard to, you know, to leave it.
Right, because you're like, well, I have to be a part of this and I have to be a part of right side of history and I have to. But you also are living your own lives. And I've seen a couple creators that have talked about that. They're like, just because I'm not posting this doesn't mean I'm not absorbing it and I don't see it. I am. I'm just doing it in my own way. So if you're doing that, that's okay, too.
Yeah. I saw someone, you'll love this. And I thought it was like, I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't even know. I saw someone post, I can't remember who it was, but she's like a, you know, she's on TV. She's a TV host. And she was like, people were commenting. Oh, I know who it was. It was Kelty from E! News, who hosts on the red carpets for the Golden Globes and all the award shows. And she posted people like giving her shit, like, how dare you not post about ICE on your platform or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she shut them up and was like, I'm Canadian. I was once stopped at an airport in 2003. It was really fucking scarring. I'm afraid sometimes to post about this because I am an immigrant in this country if we're talking about like not, you know, being a like born and raised American citizen. And I was like, oh, fuck. So like you don't know everyone's situation, whether they post or not. She's like, I'm against ICE taking people out of their homes and, you know, like ruining people's lives, of course. But like, you know, and I was like, yeah, it's none of their business.
It really isn't. I think people just forget that there's a line. Like, just because you're posting on social media like your entire lives, now some influencers do share like every single waking moment of their lives. So people do think they have a right to know, like, what are you doing right now? It's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday. Like, you should be sharing everything. So in those cases, I feel like those influencers, like, they kind of, it's kind of crazy for them to just be like going about their daily lives and not,
yeah,
sharing just a little bit about like if how it's affecting. But
I don't ever think that different. When I go on social media. For me, it's like an outlet. And I think when it gets too intense, I log off. Like,
right.
I don't
right.
know. I'm not like scouring like people's pages being like, did you post? Did you post? What side of history are you on? Like,
it feels like some people are doing that, like going and like checking each person that they follow and like, oh, I haven't seen a post from you. Who do you, what's your thoughts on this? What's your take?
And it's so funny because you don't see any of the like, you don't see any of the like networks or, you know, TV shows or anything. Like, no one's being like, hey, I'm not going to post about the traders today because we would like to bring attention to what's going on in Minnesota. Like, Peacock's not fucking doing that. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Trailers are still coming out.
Of course.
There's
yeah.
business as usual.
Business. Yeah. So there are political creators who I think are doing a great job of giving out resources, showing people content, giving people the right tools so they can post on their own pages. I think that's great. But yeah, don't harass the comedians or the fucking like losers like us. No.
Somebody said we're the violinists on the Titanic as it goes down. No, those are like we're just like disassociating, just like trying to like get a laugh from everybody, just trying to add a little bit of like semblance and like happiness to it, but like the ship is going down, okay? Regardless, the ship
we
going
are
down.
We're literally like, hey, how y'all doing?
Like, I know, guys, you don't think we know, okay?
I wanted to do this video so bad the other day, and Jared kept being like, it is not tasteful, Anna. Do not post that right now. And then I was like, Jared, the last thing I saw on Instagram was from November 2025. You think anyone's fucking like...
Yeah, no one knows what time... there is no time frame.
TikToks are getting zero views, okay? Yeah. Let me fucking post a TikTok for zero views.
No one knows what time when it's coming out. By the way, I did want to give you some kudos because you've been creating. You've been, speaking of creating in the new year, if you have an idea, I feel like you put it out there and I'm just so proud of you. And I love all your
thanks,
videos.
Dre.
I love your videos you're posting. I think they're super creative. And I think you have an idea and you stick to it and you do it and you shoot
thank
it.
Thank you.
And
I do have a list of all the ones that are not shot yet. So
I'm
thank
sure
you. That makes me feel good.
But I've been feeling like your traders one that Jared had that idea and you guys shot it and it was just so funny and the doggies were in it. Like, I'm just like, that's fun. That's creative. I
that felt
it.
Like the pandemic, you know, that was like when Jared and I used to shoot. Yeah. But here's the thing. When it's his idea, Jared has OCD. So can I just tell you, like, I'm like, okay, shoot. And he'll look at the full shot and he'll move like a bag of chips out of the way.
Right.
And I'll be like, I don't fucking care if there's a bag of chips. And this isn't a full. He'll be like, it bothers me. I'm the director. I'm the captain now. Yeah. So
when you give him that creative juice, the director role, like he takes it. Like, he's serious about it.
He is more of a set designer. Like, he is. Yeah. He takes it seriously. But thank you for saying that. I have been trying, you know, I've been trying newer stuff. I'm sort of like everything out there. Like,
yeah.
You know, I think we've got the goods. We've got the Chris and Quartz coming out. We know what people want.
We know what hits are Chris and Quartz.
In between them, I think it's fun to just fucking throw shit against the wall. I don't know.
It is so fun.
I don't know.
It keeps it going. And I always think about this. I think of the ideas a year too late. Like, I'm just now, I just finished Heated Rivalry. Like, this is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
like,
congrats.
Thank you. It's a big day for me when I finish a show that happened months ago, it feels like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this would be so funny having Hollander do this. It's like, no, babes, that's so old. Like, I'm telling people the shows that I finished. They go, yeah, I finished that last month. It's like, you know what? You know,
what other shows?
His and Hers on Netflix.
I haven't seen that.
It's one of those like drama limited series. You know, I love those like mystery kind of what's going to happen. I thought it was done so amazing. I love sitting on the edge of my seat. It was great. But I was telling my friend who's up. She loves like streaming networks. That's her thing. She like knows every single show as soon as it comes out. And so I told her that 2 days ago. I was like, oh, I just finished His and Hers. She goes, girl, I've been watched that. And then she gave me 3 more series that have already come out that I need to watch. I was like, oh, okay.
Those are good people to have. Right. To be like, watch this.
They told me exactly. Do I remember what she said? No, but I'll get that.
So much to stream. It's too much. So hard. Yeah.
No. Do you and Jared, let me ask you this and then we should take a break, but do you and Jared split the streaming services or like, because I want to downgrade the amount of streaming services, but then they put out new shows and then I get locked in again. I'm like, oh, I can't drop this one because I want to see that.
Do we split it? I don't know. I guess so. Like he has Netflix and Hulu. I have Paramount Plus. Right. I have... Okay. Maybe Disney because I got it with like my phone. You know what I mean? Like that. Yeah. So I guess, yes, we do split it. They're all like logged in. So I don't know how to I don't know whose is what.
I know that I know that it comes out of some account of mine that I know I pay for. But I mean,
and I think I have all of them. And I think we pay a shitload of money for all of them.
I do too. And have you gotten?
But it's going to be less now, right? Because, you know, Netflix acquired.
Yeah. But are they
Apple
or are they going to try to get us? I know this. All these conglomerates are coming together. People are acquiring things. But here's the thing. They still get us. Like, I feel like I'm now there's commercials with everything. Now you got to pay. It's a luxury not to have commercials.
Yeah. All right, we should take a quick break because also look at the sun on my face. It just came out. Somehow
Is it glowing? It's glowing.
The sun just came out. It's going down, but it just came out for 1 second. I found my light. No, I just want you all to know I found my light.
No, you really did. And by the way, I don't know what exfoliant you're using. You have to update us on your tan journey, speaking of, because the tan has been tanning.
I tanned today.
The tan is tanning. I see it and we will discuss when we get back.
Okay, we're back. And you know what? We took a longer break because we started talking about our beauty journeys in 2026. And honestly, I'm with it. Okay, you know this is the year to get hot.
Fucking hot.
But I was showing you my not hot hair extensions that are fucking 10 inches grown out of my head.
Sweetie, I can see the bead. It may be time to get those removed.
They're getting removed on Friday. Okay. Wait, can I tell you what else I'm doing Friday? I haven't told anyone. I have a consultation.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
It's nothing big. I wish I could be like, my nose.
I swear to God, I thought you were doing something crazy.
I don't have the money for that yet. No, I do have a consultation.
It would be sponsored.
Oh my God. If any plastic surgeon wants to spot, not any, if a good plastic surgeon wants to sponsor my nose
job. You can get it done.
I know. Dr. Stephen Levine, he told me, Dolly Wally. If you want to get anything else done, you hit me up. I gave that man a wait list for 17 years.
Like you can't even try. Next available appointment is in 2035.
Try calling. You get a busy dial. Always.
Doesn't work.
Okay, wait. So I think I've told you this. I've been so self-conscious about my earlobes because where my ears were pierced forever. So I have a consultation to get my ears sewn up. So they're going to be sewn up for 6 months or like sewn up. And then like in 6 months, I think I have to wait like 6 months or so. I'll find out all the details to get them re-pierced.
Okay. Here's the thing. I as well have the most massive hole because I got my ears pierced at 3 months old. So you tell me, all right, so how big are you? I feel like you always have an earring, like little studs in there.
I know, but they fall.
Okay.
My earlobe, I don't know, maybe it's because I got my ears pierced at Claire's when I was like 4 years old at the fucking mall or whatever.
Right, and you put heavy or what over time.
I don't know, my mom doesn't have earlobes like this, my grandma did, but like they're just, holes, like when I put on a thin little huggy, like a hoop huggy, they go through the hole. Like they can go all the way 360 around. So it's bothered me forever. And I love jewelry and I want to be able to wear whatever fucking earrings I want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how much money. I mean, I have a ballpark range of how much it'll cost, but I'm going to a doctor on Friday to like have them look at my earlobes and say, here's what it'll cost, honey.
She's getting a lobe consultation.
A lobe consultation. Doesn't that, you know what? This is my first procedure like that. Like
this
an elective lobe surgery. It's not even surgery.
Do you have to be on laughing gas? Are they
I think they like needle you. They numb you.
They numb you up. Yeah. Get the good stuff. They numb you right up. I don't like laughing gas. Never.
I've never had it.
I hate it.
I don't think I'd like it. I don't like any kind of getting high feeling. So
if you have seen one of Anna's shows, we love them. She has a very funny story about the first time she got high.
Yeah. How about the first time I got high with Jared when he made me do when we did edibles together? I pretended that I loved that because I was like, you pretend with a new guy. Huh. You pretend. You're like, of course I would love to do edibles with you. Like, I always do them. No, I don't.
Right, right. No, but like, was that an inspiration for your most recent video where you get snowed in with the guy you just slept with? We should do edibles. That was my favorite part of the video because your hair was all disheveled and you looked crazy. Like, we should do edibles.
You should watch it in slow motion. You'll see every hair extension I've got falling out of my head.
So good. Oh my God.
Jared's favorite day of our relationship is when we did edibles together. And
when was this?
This was in the beginning of our relationship. It was August. We started dating in May, and I went to Colorado for my sister's wedding in Denver. This is pre-legal weed in New York, so I brought back all these fucking gummies and shit, and took them. And I was, like, so hot all day, and I was like, I don't want to feel this way anymore. And he was like, this is the greatest day of my life. I love you. And I was like, ew. Like, I hated it. I hated it. Hated it. Sober Sally from here on out. I was like, unfortunately, that wasn't the last time I smoked weed. I remember the last time I smoked weed. Dre, no, I can't smoke weed. Like,
when was this? You just got to do just one hit. It's like, you don't got to go overboard.
Okay, well, it was live on my show on the internet. It exists because I used to have this show
that
I was telling you about, Unemployed, and I would do 420 episode. We did a 420 special, and I said, it was called So You Think You Can Smoke, and all my guests had to make a homemade thing that they smoke out of, like a bong or a pipe or whatever. That you smoke out of. And I was the judge, so I had to test them all, and then I picked the winner. And I did this before I went to a fucking, did I ever tell you this, before I went to a Yankees game?
No. What Anna is this? Bring her back. No. Wait.
No, but like, I forgot we were going out with friends and like their friends. So it was like three couples, and I was stoned out of my brain because I had just tried like four or five people's different like weed contraptions.
You were the judge.
And Jared's like, we have to go. You have to get dressed. We have to go to the game. And it was like someone else, you know, our friends had the tickets. They invited us, blah, blah, blah. I'll send you a photo. It was in April. I wore April 20th. I wore all black, head to toe, all black. It was cold. And a long leopard fur coat and high platform shoes and like a beanie and sunglasses. And Jared's like, we're going to a fucking baseball game. Like, you're dressed like the Grim Reaper goes to Real Housewives of New Jersey. Like literally.
Oh. You're like, yeah, no sweat. This is what I wear to a game.
And I show up and we meet these people, you know, we see our friends. And I took a good hour and a half to find these chicken fingers. I just walked that stadium because I saw this bucket of chicken and I thought, I want that bucket. And I couldn't find them.
Yeah, you did.
I have photos of this. And Jared had to like apologize. Like, I was like, sorry, guys, 420.
420 really took her out. Yeah, no, that's one for the books.
One for the book.
Did you never found your chicken?
No. I think I got a different one and then I was mad and then like I got it towards the end. I think I ended up getting a couple chickens.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. No, the 420s, I feel like, yeah, do people even, no, people definitely still celebrate 420, especially in New York. They all meet up at like Washington Square Park and they just have like one huge circle. Hell yeah, it's New York.
It's a holiday. Why not?
Celebrate it.
Okay, wait, beauty routines, 2026.
Yeah, girl.
We're on hair journeys, right?
Yeah.
I'm on a skin journey. I'm on a tanning journey because
we're all ghostly at this
point. We have crossed the line of ghost in winter.
It's, I feel, you know, when your under circles turn blue, you just look like a corpse. Like every morning I wake up and I just go, I have makeup on right now. Okay, guys. Cause like, if I
you
don't,
look great.
It's scary. You know what I mean? So like, it's like heavy. I've got the lotion that you get, L'Oreal, the BB cream, you know, tinted moisturizer. That's number one. But other than that, it's corpse over here.
I have nothing on because I tanned after my shower.
You're glowing.
Thank you. I went with Coco and Eve.
Okay. I've heard. I've seen in Sephora.
I didn't know it was in Sephora. I ordered it online, but I...
Ulta.
I don't know. Probably they probably both have it, but it's I like the mitt. I like the whole mitt game situation. It's a foam. I've used Saint-Tropez before. I was like, there's got to be, you know, like it's been around for a while. There's got to be other. And Saint-Tropez has such a scent that Coco Neve does have a scent, too. I should say it has like that tanning scent, but it's not that strong. And I like it's more green when you put it on. It's more like for olive skin. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I went with the lightest color they have because I thought I can't start with a dark. You know what I mean? Like,
let's ease our way in.
Yeah. If I like it and I'm feeling good, maybe in a couple months, I'm like, I'll buy the next level up.
Of course.
But I like it. I did make Jared do my back today because I did it last week. And I was like, my back was white because I couldn't reach with the mitt. So I was like, I put it on the mitt. I go, can you just mitt my back? What do you use, a scrubber?
Well, they have this thing where you hold it with two hands and it gets your back. I don't have this contraption, but it looks like a long towel and you basically rub it in both directions. When I see people do their, watch me do my tan, I'm like, oh, that is an interesting contraption. This is for the single people when you don't have anybody to rub your back. That's so me. So I'm the audience for that. That's what I would use.
I just thought, it's smart. You could put your mitt on like a scrubber and just kind of like go back.
Wait, that's genius.
Yeah.
I'm also using that. Is your back tan?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see in 2 hours. Okay. We'll see in a couple hours. I'll let you know.
Okay, good. Do you wash it off after?
You know, I do. I have a fully white bed, so I will rinse off before I go to bed tonight.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I had dark sheets, probably wouldn't. I'd probably wait till the morning, but no. Nah. Not worth it.
No. The white sheets, you can't.
Yeah.
We were also talking about hair droplets because our hair is thinning and we all need luxurious hair. My hair is splitting at the ends. It's dry. It's brittle. So I went to
Target. Part of that's winter. You know that.
It's got, right? Okay,
stress,
thank God.
Winter. Ugh. I mean, my hair got fucked up after LA and when Bobby Flay was sick. Like, my hair hasn't been back to normal.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, we're just living in constant stress anyways. It's just the state of the world. That's just just a general. And one way to disassociate is just walk the aisles of Target. That's what it is. That's what we do.
Tell us what you're doing for your hair journey. Because you're becoming scientist, Dre. You're doing some home remedies, you said.
I'm becoming a chemist. I don't know if you guys saw my day 7 journey of the orange cleanse, but everybody's been like, what?
Yeah, what was that?
What the fuck are you drinking?
What?
All right. I'm on the health side of TikTok. Before we bought TikTok, it was still like a useful form of information.
Mm-hmm. I'm still there, but I don't know how much I'm using it.
Right. I don't know what's true, what's not. Maybe I saw this on Instagram. Regardless, it was one of the things where you're just scrolling and I stopped and I saw this gorgeous woman. She is a health content creator. So she talked about this de-bloating natural juice that you can make. So I said, this is me. So every morning I wake up and I look like I'm pregnant. I mean, I'm in the second trimester. I've got the size of a melon baby in my
whole life. You know, like,
how do you
SIBO, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth? Maybe you have it.
Maybe I do. Oh my God! I can't. Let me tell you, I have been de-bloated though. This juice, I don't know what it is, but I don't know if it's the juice or what. But or maybe I was just like the 7 days, I just had to wait it out. But freshly squeezed orange juice, coconut water, coconut milk, a sprinkle of sea salt. You drink that every single morning. Don't ask me for the okay.
Are you still doing it?
No. So the 7 days were up on Sunday. I did it for 7 days straight. I wake up in the morning now. My stomach looks back to the normal. Now, after I eat, obviously, it's back to like, I look full. I look like I had food. But when I wake up in the morning, your stomach should not be like exploding. Like, it just felt like I had so much air in my stomach. So I did that. Great. And then I also found this hair trick. It's rosemary water. You take rosemary sprigs, mint sprigs, and you seep that.
There's an Aveda shampoo that's a rosemary mint shampoo.
Oh, okay.
Aveda?
Well, this is the trick.
Aveda? Yeah.
Aveda.
Okay.
And then you put a couple of cuts of ginger in there. You cook that on low, simmer it for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Turn it, strain it. Oh, and then you also drop some lavender oil in there. And that's supposed to you just spray your hair at nighttime, soak it into the roots, and that's supposed to help with regrowth. So that's what I've been concocting up.
Does it feel oily in the morning?
It doesn't, because it's water-based, so it's not going to feel super heavy on your hair. It honestly just absorbs, your scalp absorbs it. And then I've been doing hair scalp treatments and, you know, like Kristen S, and then, I don't know, some hair masks, and then also using a cleansing shampoo. What is it called? Detoxify? I don't know. It's supposed to like really cleanse your roots of like disgusting chemicals. I don't know.
Love it.
Okay.
I want to go to this Korean hair spa in Koreatown. Maybe you'll come with me.
Yes, I will.
It's like $100 and you get the whole like scalp massage and you get the like they like look at your scalp and everything. I have to get my extensions out before I can do it because I was like, oh, I want to do it. And then I was like, no way. This woman's hands are going to get caught in the middle of my traps, you know?
Yes, because they're in your head. I've been wanting to try this for so long.
What?
The hair massages, the scalp massage.
Yeah. I'm so down. Actually, the top of my head looks healthy. Do you know what I mean? And that was, these were bangs. That's why I did the extensions, because I got bangs and then I hated them.
The curtain bangs?
They're gone.
Oh my God. They're totally grown out.
They're kind of like layers now. Yeah.
Added to the layers. What didn't you like about curtain bangs? Because I've been thinking.
I hated the bangs. Are you kidding me? Hated. Hated.
She was not about the bangs.
I don't know what I went through that week, but honey, I have learned my lesson, and that is not to get bangs. Every time I've gotten bangs, it's only good the first day. That's it. The first day. There are some people who are bang people, and God bless. I think they look cute on a lot of people. But
what's your take on the 2026 micro bang trend?
Absolutely not. You couldn't pay me to do that.
It's horrendous.
Couldn't pay me to do that. It's a look. It's also like a lot to maintain.
Some
like you're
going
to wake up
it.
Every morning. What do you like? Snip, snip, snip. That's a lot.
It's like, are we maintaining this ourselves? Like what do you mean? Microbang is so much to keep up with.
No.
Audrey Hepburn, only person that can rock it.
Wow. I guess that was a microbang. I never think of her as that. I think of like Brooklyn, you know, like hipsters.
No, me too. Me too. She was one of the more, I would say, eloquent, elevated microbang.
Love it. Anything else for your beauty journey? Obviously, I'm trying to sew up my earlobes. I'm trying to get beautiful hair, real hair.
Right. No, other than the fact of just like moving my body every day. I'm very much, this is what single people do. They sign up for 10Ks. They sign up for new gyms. I am signing up for Sweat House. I'm going to be in the sauna every day for 20 minutes. Like this is what I'm doing now.
That's good.
Yeah. You know?
I love that.
So that's my health journey.
Okay, back to pop culture. Can we go back there? We've had a lot of shit happen. I know we were talking serious before, but I hear your take on the Beckhams? I need to know your take on the Beckhams. Like the Brooklyn Beckham of it all.
Right. I loved, again, Anna, I just got to compliment you on the 11th hour video. Victoria Beckham, I loved that.
Thank you.
Thought it was genius because why on earth did he have to say she pulled out at the 11th hour? Look,
honestly, just reading all of the things he said, I was
there's no way he wrote that, right? Like, there's no way
he sat down
and wrote it like a diary entry and then posted it on his story. It had to be some sort of PR team, had to be someone else. Might have been her.
That stupid video, I thought of, Jared was at work and I was like, I can do this myself. And I just like did it. It was all about the music for me. I was like, if I can do the music.
It was the punch-ins. It was the music.
Thank you. All me. My little tricks. But wait, can we just discuss one thing that made that whole week? The people who came out of the woodwork to be like, no, I was once a stylist for Nicola. Yeah. She's a monster. I side with Victoria Beckham.
Everybody came out, even the DJ that worked their wedding, who said it wasn't even a wedding. It was a 4-day extravaganza. And I only worked the pre-party. And then I worked the cocktail hour. And then I worked the brunch on the morning after the wedding. And I got to tell you, everybody was coming to Victoria's defense. So,
yeah, I got a lot of requests to do the dance, but I had seen it so much.
Yeah, I was overdone.
That I was like, honestly, the AI ones of her are so funny. So like, what am I going to stand in my apartment and dance? Like, I was just kind of like, move on.
Move on and we're done here. Yeah, no, for a long time, though, I did side with Nicola.
Yeah. Nicola?
I did because I don't know anything about them. You know what I mean? But I guess I just sided with like the younger girl who's coming into this family that's already so publicized. But then I had to change because I just saw everybody coming to the defense of Victoria. I mean, it seems like they really are a loving family. Am I crazy to think that? I mean, they look like a
united
front.
There are a lot of photos of them with their other kids. I can't imagine. And like, is it Cruz, their other son, like made some funny comments or whatever? Like, you know, it doesn't seem like, I don't feel like, unless something happened behind closed doors that we don't know about with Brooklyn,
you know,
it seems like they have a pretty normal, like fun family otherwise. I don't know. because they have other kids who are like, we're good. We're good with our parents.
Right. If they didn't have other kids to like defend them, then it'd be kind of crazy. And the fact that they do that documentary and then, you know, they just seem like an open family.
Yeah.
But you never know what happens behind closed doors. So
it's also got to be hard for Brooke. I mean, like, I, you know.
Oh, my God. Did you see that one video when, yeah, it was awkward and they're taking the picture together?
Yeah. Like, to be that son. I mean, it's not like he signed up to be have famous parents. But, like, to be in that kind of situation all the time is, like, that's a lot. That could fuck you up, you know? And then you go on Instagram and you're like, my mom fucking danced inappropriately at my wedding. And everyone's like, yeah, that's called a mother-in-law. Okay.
Have you ever seen the movie Monster-in-Law? Get with it.
I kept thinking about that movie. Wait, can I tell you something? I'm testing it out here for you because I was going to post it on TikTok, but I woke up this past week and I realized I am the Victoria Beckham of my family. At my sister's bat mitzvah, Dre.
Oh my God.
I was asked to perform, okay, by my mom. And I, you know, it was a big room. It was a black tie event, 250 people. Like, absolutely. That's a great opportunity for me to showcase my work.
Yes, of course.
And I sang, I was going to do it at my show, but I cut it. I sang Hopelessly Devoted to You, iconic Olivia Newton-John ballad from the movie Grease. And I gave my sister a lap dance while doing it. And there are some photos of this event, of this moment. And I was like, yeah, I made this about me. I was the full Victoria Beckham of my sister's bat mitzvah.
Requested like, by your mother, though. Like, you did have Lee's support in this.
Yeah, but, you know, she didn't know what I was doing for my act.
She gave you liberties.
Full liberties. And I was like, this is what I'm doing. And they were like, great. She loves the movie Grease, probably.
Did you and your sister have a talk? Did you have words after?
Probably not. I don't remember other than fucking rocking it out. And like,
at this point... That happens when you're 13, right? When the girl, when she's 13. Okay, so you must have been, you were a little bit older, obviously.
I was like 16, 17. Yeah.
Right. Giving it your all at the, and like everybody else is just, all these 13-year-olds just watching you like, holy shit, this is her sister?
I fully straddled my sister and like got on her and I made it like a sexual number.
You are Victoria Beckham.
I am. And you know what? I fucking love Posh Spice. Absolutely I am.
You know what? I did love all of the other Spice Girls coming to Victoria's defense. Like, oh, no, I was there. Here's my footage of the dance.
There
dance
you go.
Sporty Spice coming in. Wow.
Anyway,
wow.
Don't you think I should post that?
You know, do you have the footage?
Because like, I have some of the photos. I don't have the actual video. I know. The video is somewhere. Okay, I couldn't tell you where. My parents got rid of my whole life.
Oh, right. Of course. They threw it out in the garbage.
Yeah,
the move.
Shorts and didn't make it. Unless it's like buried in storage somewhere. I haven't seen that in 100,000 years.
That's iconic. Needs to say, speaking of the content that we're going to put out, both our girls are in the most upcoming season of Ultimate Girls Trip.
Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. I'm excited. You know, I watched the trip ones. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I enjoy, love the trip ones.
We loved Crappy Lake. Yep. Why aren't we getting another Crappy Lake? Hello.
It's like unbeknownst to me.
Yeah. Where do they go in Ultimate Girls Trip? Do you know? Or is it like a road trip?
This is the Roaring 20th. Let's see. Where are they going? It includes Portia Williams, Giselle, Vicky Gumbelson, Teresa Giudice, Luann, Lisa Barlow, Kyle Richards. Okay.
It's a great cast.
With over 60 housewives appearing throughout the trip. That's
crazy. Yeah, it's
crazy.
Like a road trip.
Okay. Featuring a road trip that starts in Orange County and travels to Beverly Hills, Atlanta, and Miami, concluding in New York City. I think they're in Miami this past weekend because that's where they all were shot. Like Luann was there this weekend. Like people caught them in Miami this past weekend. So they're almost done shooting the season then if they're finishing in New York City.
There's no way they're driving from Beverly Hills to Miami, though. That's the
Yeah. How is this road trip happening?
I think they land and then they get in a car and they're like, we're road tripping.
Yeah, because there's no, and you think they're driving from Miami to New York City?
Nope.
Hell to the no.
Hell no.
Or they're going, yeah, maybe it's maybe Miami, Atlanta, and then New York City. That's crazy.
Well, I can't wait to hear more about it. You know,
I cannot wait.
When does it come out?
That's a great question. It just says 2026. I don't think they've released the air date yet because they're still filming. So they're going to need time. But look, this is big. The Roaring 20th. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Just picture me and Dre getting in a car, fucking filming ourselves. Like,
you need to be hitting the Marlboro.
The other stops they didn't go to. Oh, I just
the
thought of our series.
Scenes, the uncut scenes.
Uncut scenes. Yeah.
I'm renting a Sprinter van just
Done.
For this.
Done. I love it. No, it's going to be so much fun. Wait, are you watching Traitors? That's my other question.
Okay, I started watching the first episode. I got to be honest, I fell asleep.
No, I saw someone else post that they were bored too. And I'm like, how?
I don't know what it is about this. I don't know what it is. Give me some tea that's happening in the other episodes.
Well, now this week's going to be good. This week is going to be good because basically, how do I say this? I don't want to spoil it for you if you're going to catch up, but some of the traitors have now gone against each other and voted for each other publicly at the round table, which is like a big no-no.
Oh, okay.
And people put Lisa Rinna in, they were like, you're acting different. Like Dorinda's on to her, Rob's on to her. A lot of them are on to Lisa Rinna, who we know is a traitor, right?
Okay, yeah.
And they're like, she's acting different. She's this. And Lisa, I don't know if you saw her rants on TikTok this week.
I have not.
Oh my God. She went off because she was like, they were like, you're being too coy. Like, you're not the Lisa Rinna we know. You're not the housewife we know. And she went off last week and was like, well, I'm not a fucking housewife. Okay. I haven't been a housewife in years. I was a housewife for 8 years out of a 30-year career. I'm Lisa fucking Rinna. That's what she said. I want the t-shirt. I bet she's selling them. I'm Lisa fucking Rinna. And so this week, so the other traders are like, I don't even know what to do with her. So she has to kill in plain sight. And aside from her, Colton is really annoying on this season. Like he's a little too much of a snake. He's like, Colton is like, you know, I don't like this person. He's kind of leader of the house and mm-hmm. he's a faithful. Like he's playing very aggressive. And maybe that was just he wanted to go on TV and be aggressive because it is a reality competition series.
Right, right.
Anyway, it's so now I think Lisa's going to try and get Colton this week. I think that's her goal. Mm-hmm. They're doing some big ball. They showcase their looks already for the ball. It's becoming a full fashion show.
This is the first time they're doing a ball, right?
I think so. Okay, unless they've done it UK.
Because I don't remember ball last season.
I don't either. People always tell me when I post about traders and when I thread about it or whatever and I follow, mm-hmm. they're always watch UK. UK is so much better. And I'm really? They say last UK season was amazing.
Okay, in terms of what? The surprises or just the production, because you can't get much better than Tom Sandoval doing.
Oh, I missed that. I know they did the house last week and everyone on Twitter threads was ugh, this makes me miss Sandoval.
I miss him. It's not the same.
It's not. He was such a doofus on that show. He was good.
So good.
Right?
That's what I was going to say about Colton is that he has such a goody two shoes type of everybody knows him as this really religious, coming clean, being authentic. So for him to be a little sneaky, he's trying to present different.
I don't know. He's just looking at people weird. And I feel like there's going to come a point where Dorinda's going to have to vote for Lisa. And she's I think Dorinda probably is she's also playing it safe. Someone else said that. They were they brought her back and they haven't aired her much.
Smart. Yeah.
Why isn't she getting more air? They brought her back. She hasn't brought the drama, I guess, or something.
Right. To make it warranted. We need to see some more of.
Yeah. Well, let me know if you catch up.
I definitely do want to. The Michael Rapaport of it all, is he still terrorizing everybody?
Okay, no, he's been off. He's been off.
Okay. Yeah. He didn't last long, but he made an impression, apparently.
I spoke to him.
Did you?
But he DM'd me. He loved my video I did where I just was inspired by his eating. And then I saw him on a podcast and he literally goes, that's how I eat. I shovel. That's how I eat. I shovel.
Okay. He looks as though he's in survival mode and he hasn't eaten in months.
When he commented, I asked him, I go, be honest, have they starved you on this show?
No. So that's just that's just a normal thing.
Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine. He said in the whatever podcast it was, he was like, if my wife and I go to the Four Seasons, I don't shovel. But if we're at a regular place, not a fancy place, that's how I eat.
Just a regular Thai restaurant on the corner. I'll be shoveling everywhere besides the Four Seasons.
And he has such a have you ever seen him with his wife?
Not really. No,
his wife is cute, hot, smart. You see him with his wife and you're going to be like, wait, I love this. I can't imagine this woman is yeah, honey, you can shovel. I imagine she's snap out of it. Fucking don't shovel your food. We're in public. You know what I mean? I bet she was cringed at that episode. She's I wasn't there to tell him not to shovel. He's shoveling.
Oh my God, he's shoveling. The way that it was so aggressive too. Just absolute hunger
It really
had taken
was.
Over.
Wait, speaking of drama, we have to talk about one thing that I was like, I watched 20 times yesterday. The trailer for the America's Next Top Model documentary coming out on Netflix. Oh, did God, you so watch?
Good. Yes, I did. So good. And I recognize the faces, too. Like, it brought me back.
I was like, oh, my God, everyone. I know everyone. I left a comment. Everyone. I know everyone in this trailer. And, yeah. like, it has thousands of likes. And I was like, oh, everyone fucking knows everyone in this trailer.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, because I did. I was like, oh, my God, I haven't seen them in so long. It's crazy. Their faces. Like, what are they up to now?
The way that trailer was cut, though, it's going to be juicy. Yeah. Tyra blaming the audience on how crazy she had to go with the contestants.
Okay. Okay.
That show was like, I mean,
it really broke the internet.
I think now back and I'm like, wow, the way it could not exist today, like the things they did, they would like snatch your waist and be like, she'd be like, you need to be skinnier. You want to be a real model?
Yeah.
Lose 10 pounds and come back tomorrow. And you're like, oh my
God. They were brutal to those girls. And then, oh my God, when they had to do the haircuts and the girls were like, I don't want to cut my hair. And they're like, you have to.
My friend Brian worked on it and he like as a hairstylist and he was like, no, they literally would be like, let's do the opposite of what they have. Like, make them cry.
Because
it was TV. Make
them
cry.
My head.
Yeah, you're they'd be like, oh, she has such a pretty face. Let's shave her head and dye it blonde.
I would have been left so scarred. I can't wait to hear the accounts of the women because they, it's not okay.
Wasn't it Danielle who had like, she was like beautiful black model with a gap tooth. She was so pretty. Danielle, she was in the trailer and she looked amazing. And I was like, I hope she's still modeling because she looks great.
I know. And all those women, I mean, I thought all of them were gorgeous, but it's so many people watched that show. It was
always
the first
on.
Of its time.
It was also always on. Like if it wasn't a new episode, VH1 would just air America's Next Top Model over and over again.
Yeah. Crazy.
I kind of want to like go back and watch some before that. Like it's going to make me want to watch this documentary.
I remember this one competition. They had to be in the water and the water was really, really cold. But the photo shoot was supposed to be them kind of under lily pads. I loved seeing the photos. But like, wasn't it so cool to see the shoot and then the finished product? I love watching
and they
stuff
always
like that.
Looked like they were going through hell for the shoot. Like they're like, they can't breathe. They can't swim. They're like, and somehow
the picture came out perfect. Yeah. No,
remember the
ghosties?
Remember the ghosties? Where they dropped them off in like
oh my
Germany.
God, yes.
They'd be like, we're in Germany. You have five ghosties today and you only have a paper map. Good luck. And then
wearing these like raincoats. I remember these scenes and they're walking on cobblestone streets in heels. Oh my God.
And they don't have phones or anything. They literally had to just like look at, and they don't speak the language, whatever country they're in. And so they had to like look at street signs and like ask like, you know, bodega like owners and be like, how do I get here? And they're like there. And they were sweating. And then they'd get to like one appointment and Tyra would be like, you only made it to one go see. Looks like you're not moving on in the competition. And it's like, what?
We were all rooting for you. That's iconic scene.
I love the comments of like people being like, Tyra's fallen off the map. I'm like, have you seen what she's done in the last bunch of years? Did you see her on Dancing with the Stars? And then she decided to create melted ice cream.
Melted ice cream. Where does she live now? Germany? I don't even know. But she's making ice cream.
It's in Australia, the melted
ice
cream.
Australia, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, can't wait to report on that. That's going to be a hot one.
That's going to be big.
Also, I know you don't
the shows.
I know you don't care, but they dropped the Love is Blind contestants today.
I mean,
I watched too many of them. They're all boring. It's Ohio this season and they're all kind of like boring. I mean, you know, at least in that, you know, I'll watch every inch of every minute of the show.
I felt like the picture that was on the front of it, I don't know, like the page was somebody proposing.
Probably. I mean, if they're boring, you think, oh, okay, maybe a couple matches. They need, no one got engaged last season. They need a fucking couple of people to get.
They need something. It would be offensive if they made you guys watch this with and nothing happened again.
No one like, last season. Zero. And I'm thinking like, they probably have to legally have people get engaged because otherwise it's not really a successful experiment anymore, is it?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not.
You should go on it. We should get you on it. Would you meet people through a wall?
It'd be so hard.
Would you be the one who's like, so if I measured you, how tall?
So next to a ladder where you fall, the third rung or the fourth?
Can you touch a door? You know, can, does your head hit
the
doorway?
Bend down when you have to go through a door frame.
I told you, I used to do this on stage where like the guy who was just like, so if you got on a scale, what does the number say?
Like hypothetically, like you just like accidentally stepped on a scale. Yeah, I don't want to say that is me, but no, I don't know how I would react on that show. I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll see next season.
Where are they going to do it? Where's the next city?
I don't know. I think they already have like two or three in the can. Like, because I have a friend who like worked on like marketing stuff and they were like, they already have like Boston, I think.
Ooh, that'd be a good
one. They just do Boston.
I feel like that'd be a lot of fun.
I think they have Boston already done, Ohio. Okay. I don't know. It's crazy.
It's crazy how their productions go so fast.
Yeah.
Not so. So great. Great catch up. I think we said that we are going to stick to at least 1 to 2 episodes a month just to kind of just like
keep the ball rolling
because we enjoy doing this and we feel like we just have updates. We do want to talk about shows we're watching and fun pop culture things. And it's a way to just be chit chatting and talking and creating because we're all about the creating.
Yeah. So go watch our videos and we're going to be posting some new stuff. And shooting some new stuff. So yeah, go spread the word that Big Wigs is a comedy duo that also has a podcast.
Yes. I think first and foremost, we want to just like put out stuff, regardless if that's a podcast, regardless if that's videos. It's more of like a content house, you know, comedy duo. You
know what content I'm trying to say? House sounds nice. I like that.
I mean, it's not the hype house. That's so 2020 TikTok, you know, yeah. Where we are... Content house, I guess we can stick with that. But whatever it is, we hope you guys are making it through day by day. Just get through the day if that's all you can do, you know? But we're gonna survive. We're gonna be okay.
We're gonna be okay. Dre, do you feel better?
I do.
Great. That's all
I
care
about. Do you feel
better?
Yeah,
I do. I feel good.
And if you go through a tough time, just know that you are not alone. Like, I go through weeks of sadness. My mom's like, are you doing okay? I'm like, I'm allowed to have an off day, okay? We have off days. We have off weeks. You know what? You're going to come back for the better.
Love when she's emotional. Listen, go manifest, guys, okay? Go make your vision boards. It's not too late. You have until February 17th, I think. And then after that, I think it's a little late.
Then it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah. All right. Love you guys. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you soon.